Hello, I'm Father William Saunders, pastor of Our Lady of Hope Catholic Church in Potomac Falls, Virginia. We've come to the end of the Bread of Life discourse. A decision has to be made. Notice part of the disciples are murmuring, this talk is hard to endure. How can he give us his body and blood and so on? And they leave. Notice though, Jesus doesn't say, oh, please stop. Come back, I'll change my teaching. You misunderstood me. It's symbolic. No, he lets them go. His teaching is who he is. So he asks the apostles and he says, do you want to leave too? St. Peter says, Lord, where would we go? You have the words of everlasting life. That's the key. Where would we go? But notice there's something very disturbing. It says in the gospel that Jesus knew the one who would betray him. And one of those apostles stayed with our Lord, but that was Judas, and he betrayed him. So my brothers and sisters, as we experience the communion with our Lord, and that communion becomes very real in the Holy Eucharist, we have to be sure that we're like St. Peter that says, Lord, you have the words of everlasting life. This week, if there's some issue, some little piece of faith that is disturbing, causing problems, go to your catechism, go to the Bible, get good advice, come to resolution and say, I believe. We might not fully understand, but we can say, I believe. And with grace, we will come to understanding. Or if you haven't been to confession for a while, definitely go to confession. Have a clean heart. St. Paul warns us, if we receive the Eucharist unworthily, meaning in a state of mortal sin, or really, with a dissent of teaching, then we bring condemnation upon ourselves. So meet the challenge. This is the point of decision. Really enter into a communion of life and love with our Lord that is so made real through the gift of the Holy Eucharist. May God bless you.
Text 2M2V to 84576. That's the number 2M, the number 2V, to 84576 to get these weekly videos delivered to your mobile device.